The Whole Health Cure with Dr. Sharon Berquist, the podcast that brings you inspiration and skills for living a healthy and fulfilled life.
Welcome to the Whole Health Cure podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Sharon Berquist. On this podcast, we explore the science and provide inspiration and skills for living your happiest, most fulfilling, and healthiest life. A revolutionary new documentary about meat, protein, and strength called The Game Changers will premiere worldwide on September 16th. The Game Changers is a new film executive produced by James Cameron, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Jackie Chan that documents the explosive rise of plant-based eating in professional sports, mixing real-time, groundbreaking science with cinematic stories of struggle and triumph. The film features some of the strongest, fastest, and toughest athletes on the planet, and it's backed by them too, with additional VPs, including Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton, top-ranked tennis player Novak Djokovic, nine-time NBA All-Star Chris Paul. Directed by Oscar winner Luis Hoyos, The Game Changers follows the story of James Wilkes, elite special forces trainer and winner of The Ultimate Fighter, as he travels the world on a quest for the truth about meat, protein, and strength. Showcasing elite athletes, special ops soldiers, and visionary scientists, Wilkes' journey exposes outdated myths about food that not only affect human performance, but the health of the entire global population. And I'm extremely honored and delighted to be joined by James today. He's not only the producer of Game Changers, but a mixed martial artist, best known for winning season 9 of The Ultimate Fighter. He also serves as a combatives trainer for government agencies, including the U.S. Marshals, U.S. Marines, U.S. Army Rangers, and the U.S. Navy SEALs. James, thank you so much for joining me today.
Sharon, thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate you having me on.
James, so I had the pleasure of seeing you at two advanced previews of The Game Changers. The first was at the American College of Lifestyle Medicine at the conference in Indianapolis last fall, and again earlier this year at a private viewing at the Kaiser Permanente headquarters. And each time, I found this to be such a beautifully created blend of strong science and just great storytelling that I've been so excited for this to be released so I could share it with friends and colleagues. And each time, I've been so taken aback by the incredible reaction by the audience, the standing ovation, and how much it's resonated. I'm just so excited to share information about this with our listeners today. This documentary, it's about your journey. Can you start by telling us a synopsis about your story?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, I was a UFC fighter, and I was training for a fight, actually was sparring with the future heavyweight champion of the UFC. And I tore ligaments in both of my knees. And it was really about 6 months, looking ahead. I thought, well, I won't be able to train. All I'm doing is physical therapy, once or twice a day. And there's nothing else really for me to do at this time. So I thought, how can I spend my time productively? So I thought, well, I think I know quite a bit about nutrition, but perhaps I can dial it in a little bit. So I just decided to spend my time, sometimes 8-9 hours a day, looking at nutrition for optimal recovery and performance. And that's when I came across a study about the Roman gladiators. So they unearthed 68 gladiator skeletons in Ephesus, the only known burial site for Roman gladiators. And they did a strontium calcium analysis and a radioisotope analysis. And they could tell they were eating almost exclusively plants, if not exclusively plants. So that really blew my mind. I thought, well, that can't be true. You have to have meat and animal protein to be strong and healthy. And I would really make sure I was getting animal protein at every meal before that. So I really started digging into the research. And from there, I started interviewing, the head of nutrition at Harvard, the head of anthropology at Harvard, and other nutritional scientists, leading nutritional scientists in the world, as well as starting to talk to athletes that were eating this way. And it sort of totally changed my perception of nutrition.
And what was the aha moment for you that said, I have to turn this into a documentary?
I actually woke up after I started interviewing these people, first of all, by phone or email. And I woke up at 2 a.m. and just thought, I have got to tell everybody about this. I felt like I'd been lied to my whole life. By industry doing all of their marketing, they're obviously trying to sell products. And of course, animal protein does have, animal foods do have a lot of protein typically. And so they're going to sell you based on that idea. And same with milk, you know, it's called a unique selling point in marketing, right? They find something that's good in their product, or they think that people need, which people do need calcium, but they can get it other places. And so they focus on that one nutrient, whether it be protein or whether it be calcium, in the case of milk, and they just sell really hard on that. So, you know, calcium is important for bone health, but so is magnesium. And so, you know, a cup of cooked collard greens has more bioavailable calcium than dairy, but it also has, you know, a good amount of magnesium where milk doesn't. So they're going to focus on that one nutrient. And so I felt like I'd been lied to my entire life, sometimes purposely by the industry, but sometimes, you know, even my parents as a kid, I grew up thinking that I needed meat and animal protein because my dad would be telling me you've got to eat that meat to be strong. And so I think that myth has just really perpetuated and was very strong in my mind. I really believed it until I started really digging into the research. And as I said, I woke up at 2 a.m. thinking, I've started seeing this research. I've really got to dig into it. And I want to, you know, tell everybody about the research that I found.
Right. And this myth about needing meat and, you know, as you even touch on in the movie, you know, real men eat meat. It's not something that, of course, was just in your childhood. It's still very pervasive. And I'm sure as an athlete, one of the questions you probably frequently still get asked is, how am I going to get my protein? What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I get my protein in the same place that their protein gets their protein, right? So animals are just the middlemen. So all protein originates in plants. And what you're doing by eating it through the animals, the middlemen, is they're doing you a disservice. So they're robbing the food of fiber and phytonutrients and things like that while simultaneously concentrating dangerous heavy metals and pesticides and things like that. And also adding in inflammatory mediators, things like new 5GC, you know, bacterial endotoxins. You can boil chicken for up to 4 hours. You can kill the bacteria, but you're not killing the endotoxins, which are inflammatory, which is not great for athletes. You're damaging the arterial wall, reducing blood flow. And in the short term, that affects performance. And in the long term, that's certainly going to has the ability to affect your health. So that protein question, it's not so much about where do you get your protein, because again, all protein originates in plants, and there's plenty of protein in plants, as is evident by all of the scientific literature. But it's the protein package that people have to consider. What is coming along for the ride with that protein? And in the case of animal foods, those are negatives. In the case of plant foods, those are positives.
Yeah, and this documentary is not just your research and what you learned during the time that you're rehabilitating, but it was also your own personal experiment with then switching to plant-based foods. How did you find that it affected your performance?
Yeah, and obviously at any time it's an N of one, that's it's just anecdotal. But, you know, personally, you know, I recovered quickly, which again, I can't say whether that was the food or not. I think that it, based on the science, it was likely helping. But also, you know, I noticeably, the difference in my performance, my strength went up. I added 10 pounds per dumbbell to my bench press within weeks. And then one of the endurance was one of the biggest things for me. So we do this thing called battling ropes, where you've got a 50-foot, 2-inch shipping rope, and you're basically running your arms up and down, sort of like like running, but for your arms, essentially using a rope. And, you know, if you've got 10 minutes at the gym that I trained at, which was all sort of professional and collegiate athletes, you got your name on the wall, and there was only a few people that had hit 20 minutes. Well, the most I'd ever done was 8 minutes when I was at the peak, you know, training for fights, keeping up the pace. And, you know, it was shortly after switching to a plant-based diet, really within less than a couple of months, I actually was able to do an hour, which was the gym record, a whole hour straight. My hands were bleeding, of course, with that wear and tear on the hands after an hour. But just completely blew my mind, the difference that I had in my endurance. It was amazing.
Yeah, and in the movie, that scene was just such an incredible scene. You know, again, I can't wait for people to see it. And even though you are an N of one and you can only speak about your anecdotal experience, the documentary, you know, follows a lot of elite athletes, and they've had the same changes in their performance. And these are, you know, elite, already high performing top athletes seeing an incremental benefit in their strength and their endurance as well. And as you mentioned, you know, there's now so much science supporting that. Within professional athletes, you know, there's obviously this explosion of plant-based eating. Is it still a small percentage, or would you say a substantial number of athletes that have converted towards plant-based eating?
I think it's growing very rapidly now, especially over the last couple of years. Even, you know, after we started filming, we're certainly seeing a lot of athletes. In fact, because people have heard about the film, we're now getting elite athletes. You know, people are getting paid as much as $10 million a year from the NFL and NBA, reaching out to our scientific team and asking for help. So we're getting a lot of that now. People, even people that haven't even seen the film, they've just maybe seen the trailer, reaching out to us. And these are elite, you know, best in their field athletes reaching out to us, and it seems to be significantly growing. I think once the film is out, that will change even more, and will sort of rapidly increase the number of people switching once they understand that, you know, what they've been led to believe is a myth. I have noticed that with individual sports, it's more prevalent, and in team sports, it tended to not be as prevalent. I think there's always that peer pressure, you know, especially with this sort of real men eat meat and these sort of traditionally macho sports. Where one guy on the team might try it and then get sort of some stick from their teammates. But we're seeing that change now as well, for example, with the Tennessee Titans, and their story is featured in the film. You know, there's 14 guys on plant-based diets and had their best season in 15 years, the first time they made it to the playoffs. So I think we're definitely seeing a shift both in individual sports and now also in the team sports.
Right, right, that competitive advantage. And what are your goals for the documentary? What do you hope will happen?
I mean, first of all, we just want as many people as possible to have access to the film. So we're doing the one night theatrical premiere, one night only, on September 16th in about 2,000 theaters around the world. And that's also going to include some about 22 minutes of never seen before bonus content, which would include deleted scenes, you know, extended interviews, and surprise appearances. So we're hoping as many people as possible go and see that. But after that, we just want as many people as possible to see it. And unfortunately, contractually, I'm not able to say where that's going to be yet. But we're just hoping that we're not trying to tell people to go vegetarian or go vegan or, you know, go 100% plant-based. All we're trying to do with the film is dispel some myths, show some facts, and then let people make their own decision. I don't think I should be telling people what they should be eating. But we certainly want to just give them the information, you know, show them some examples with these athletes, and then let them make their own decision. Now, hopefully that does create a shift towards more plant-based eating, but certainly not trying to tell people what to do or to go all the way. If they want to, that's great. If they don't, you know, we're just trying to provide that information so they can make their own decision.
Mm-hmm. And in the making of this documentary, you know, I can only imagine what the process must have been like. You know, I think you started on this journey in 2011 of learning about, you know, the science behind it. That's now 8 years ago. And I imagine it's been quite a process going from the initial discovery that this, you know, about the myths to putting together such an incredibly powerful documentary with so many elite athletes, you know, the top researchers in the world. What was that process like?
Yeah, I mean, if you'd have asked me, if you'd have told me how long it was going to take.
now you know too much.
I wouldn't have committed to it, but obviously we're proud and glad that we've made the film that we have. It certainly takes a long time. You know, I started with a used camera off of Craigslist back then, filming, knowing that footage might not get used, but it might get other people interested to help me with the project. And very early on, I teamed up with Joseph Pace, who's the other producer, and he's also the co-writer. And so, you know, it took a while to, we did some preliminary filming finally and raised some funds in 2013. And then we realized we had really powerful stories. We needed a master storyteller We also realized the demographic that we want to watch this film is used to watching ESPN or UFC or NFL high quality production. So we realized we needed to raise more funds, and then we also needed to put together, you know, a really great team. And I feel like it's arguably the greatest documentary team that's been ever assembled, with Luis Sahoyos as the director. His first documentary was the most award-winning documentary of all time, winning the Academy Awards, the major Sundance Awards, and about 70 other film festival awards. James Cameron is executive producer, who's been instrumental in getting the film made, just extremely helpful the whole way along. Dan Sweetlick, who's the two-time Eddie winner, which is the highest award an editor can get, the music supervisor from ESPN. So we really tried to put together the best possible team. We did that in 2014. And then started filming again in 2015 in 4K with this high-level crew. And so these sort of things take time. And even editing, they basically say to edit 10 minutes of final footage, you should allow a month for a documentary. So if you want a 90-minute film, that's 9 months of editing alone, plus building the music and the score and the color correction and sound. And it's really a much bigger task than I ever anticipated. And so we actually came out in Sundance of 2018, but only because we were invited. It was a bit premature. We hadn't really finished the film, so we went and, you know, finished that towards the end of 2018, and then, you know, now we've been putting out the trailer and working with the distributors, and we're looking forward to getting it out on September 16th.
Yeah, and once you do, I'm sure you probably anticipate that there may be a backlash from the meat industry. What do you anticipate maybe some of the feedback, comment, or controversy that you may encounter?
Yeah, I mean, I think a year or two ago, I think I would have anticipated a greater pushback from the meat industry. But what we're tending to see now is that these same companies that have been making a lot of money for many years from the meat industry are now starting to shift, actually, and invest in plant-based alternatives. So, you know, we're obviously seeing plant-based companies like Beyond Meat, for example. But now with the success of things like that, we're seeing the meat companies jump on board and producing their own plant-based meat. And at the end of the day, I think they're going to go where the money is, and they realize, you know, where that's going, where it's headed. And the future really is plant-based. And I think they recognize that. So I think we're actually going to get less pushback from the industry than we originally anticipated. On top of that, you're always going to, you know, people are very passionate about the diets that they eat. So I think we're going to get pushback, obviously, from this carnivore movement, which really seems a bit ridiculous to me, where they're only eating meat and no plant-based foods at all. You know, and then there's the paleo community. But in reality, you know, the paleo diet, the longest study ever done with a 2-year follow-up of the paleo diet, showed that people were eliminating dairy products, which is a great thing. They were increasing their fruits and vegetables, which is a great thing. And then actually the 2-year follow-up showed that they weren't increasing their protein intake. So in other words, the meat and eggs were not going up. So they were eliminating the dairy. They were getting rid of highly refined processed foods, and they're increasing fruits and vegetables. So in effect, they were going from their standard Western diet to actually making it more of a plant-based diet without even realizing it. So, you know, I think we could get some pushback there, but they should realize that, you know, I think we're all on the same page that eating lots of highly refined plant foods is not good for you, and increasing your fruits and vegetables, and then obviously increasing your whole grains and legumes and that sort of thing, nuts and seeds, is also going to be beneficial.
Right, and as you're mentioning, you know, the movie focuses on the performance advantage and the improvement in recovery in athletes. But as you're touching on now, it also improves the health of athletes, long-term health, not just short-term performance. And, you know, do you hope that that's something that's more adopted or taken into consideration in sports nutrition?
Yeah, and I think you've got, you know, the same mechanisms that affect performance in the short term are the same ones with inflammation and blood flow and so forth, the same things that affect the health. So we're not just talking, I mean, again, we touch on health and heart disease and cancer and so forth in the film as well. But we're not just talking about longevity as individuals. We're also talking about longevity for the athletes within their sport. So if you look at the athletes that are switching, even the higher athletes that are switching towards more plant-based, like Tom Brady or Serena Williams and some of our executive users like Novak and Lewis Hamilton. That should set them up to be able to stay in their any given sport for a longer period of time. So I think that's going to be beneficial for people as well.
Right. And, you know, as we said, you know, the premiere is upcoming on the 16th. Is there anything that you want to share with our audience that you think is a really important note that we haven't had a chance to touch on?
I don't think so. I mean, tickets are currently on sale in the US, Canada, UK, Ireland, Germany, Australia, and New Zealand. So hopefully people, I know I can see that they're selling very fast already, so people should get their tickets before those are all gone. And then in the next couple of days, we've got Australia, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, Belgium, Luxembourg, all going on sale. So since it's a one-night-only event, hopefully people will pick those tickets up as soon as possible. And I would say that, like, although the it's a sports focus, there is a lot of health, and there's other things that we touch on in there, such as the animals and the environment, briefly. And we've actually found that it's really appealed to a broad demographic. So we originally thought that it would appeal to sort of younger people and especially males, but we've now found that from sort of 16-year-olds starting to work out to I've had 80-year-old women coming up, seeing a pre-screening. And have been eating this way for a few months, and they were concerned because their relatives had heart disease, and they're feeling great and have lost body fat and feeling stronger and more energy. So I really think it's going to appeal to a much broader audience than we originally anticipated. So hoping everyone goes to see it.
Right. No, I would echo that and second that, because I think in the line of work that I do, which is focused on prevention and prevention-based research, the role of the plant-based diets in chronic disease prevention and improving quality of life are just, every study indicates that, as you mentioned, there's just a gap between the knowledge that we know and the culture in the world that we live in. And bridging that gap, I think, is critical. And I think this documentary goes such a long way and does that in just such a touching way that resonates, that I hope that this will be a big shift towards the movement of helping people dispel the myths that I think we encounter repeatedly in healthcare. So I thank you so much for all the time and energy and so much of yourself you've put into creating this documentary. I can only imagine how much of the last 8 years of your life has gone into this. And I think the number of people's lives that you're going to be able to touch and change is just truly remarkable.
Yeah, thanks so much. Just really hoping people enjoy it. So far from the pre-screenings we've done, they have. And, people can follow us on our social media, Game Changers Movie at both Facebook and Instagram, GC Movie at Twitter. And then also tickets and more information is available at gamechangersmovie.com. And then also on September 16th, we'll be putting up a new website that has lots of resources. So for people that do want to make a shift towards more plant-based eating, there's going to be recipes, shopping tips, tips on transitioning, tips on eating out, and all the FAQs and the science as well. So hopefully that's a good resource for people that do want to make the switch.
Yeah, well, we are so incredibly excited, and we'll have all those links to our podcast episode as well. So James, I want to thank you so much for taking the time for joining me today. I appreciate it and so excited for September 16th.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much for having me, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
The Whole Health Cure is brought to you by Emory Lifestyle Medicine and Wellness. For more information about wellness assessments, classes, and other resources, please visit our website, emoryhealthcare.org/livewell. This material is copyrighted by Emory University.